Hello.
Hello, my name is Gabrielle, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requests this call?
Yes, Damari King.
Okay, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to file for my unemployment.
Okay, may I have your Social Security number?
416-176-882.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
Damari King, 11/23/1982, Lillian King,
Okay, can you verify your driver's license number?
7440295.
One moment. Can you verify your last two employers?
My last two employers,
Yes, sir.
Delta Steel and Gemstone Foods.
Okay. Okay. Can you give me that driver's license number again for me, sir?
7440295.
That's 7440295.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Hello.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Oh, tonight.
Okay, did you get your GED?
No.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, if you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking their savings.
Checking.
May I have your router number?
Hold on one
Okay.
Got my rider number.
Yes, sir.
Router
Are you able?
number is, yeah, one.
Okay.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
103-100-195.
Hey, that's 103-100-195.
Yes.
Okay, what's your account number?
689-129-382-743.
Okay, that's 689-129-382-743.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your mailing address?
522 Elder, ELDER Street, Apartment B, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
Come back again.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It should be the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's your telephone number?
256 648-6634. You said my mailing address in the past year?
No, sir. Is your residence address the same as your, like your mailing address is the same as your residence address? Is it the same or different?
Yeah.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following street addresses in Tuscumbia have you ever lived or been associated with? 1130 Hawk Pride Homestead Road, 1200 Avenue A, 13100 Highway 247, or 401 Evelyn Street?
Neither.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1431 Carver Heights, 1717 26th Avenue North, 1719 Kingston Road, or 2800 Marshall Avenue, or none of the above?
1431 Carver Heights.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or you use as your address? 428 Sherry Hill Homes, Apartment D, 25th Parkway North, 1113 Carver Homes, Apartment B, or Cypress Street?
Come back on that question again.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or you use as your address? You only can pick one.
I know about Cypress. You said Cypress Street.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a complete address, like a number address on Cypress Street? I know about an address.
No, sir. It's only Cypress Street. No number.
Yeah, I know. And you said, have I been associated with it?
Or lived at it?
Yeah. I lived on Cypress Street before.
Okay. Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
One moment. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. When was the last day you worked?
November. Let me look at my calendar. November the 29th.
Okay. Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been physically and mentally able to work? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Do you work for yourself or own the business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, are you currently working solo on commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
Do I have what license?
Do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving work's compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
5 to 10.
What is the lowest hourly wage which you accept?
15.
Do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
Am I required?
Do you obtain work now through a union?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title?
Shipping and receiving.
Okay. Okay. What was the name of this job, the company name?
Gemstone. It was just Gemstone Foods.
Okay. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
It should be 256-712-3232.
And when did you first start this job?
In January of this year.
What date in January?
I think it was like the 10th or the 13th.
Oh, okay. And when was your last day at work for this job?
November 29th.
Okay. What city and state was the work performed in?
Florence, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and why are you no longer working for this job?
They fired me.
Okay, and why was you discharged?
They didn't give me a correct reason why I was fired.
Okay.
They just took my badge and...
Okay, and what was the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Chris. That's I forgot her last name.
Was she your manager, supervisor?
HR.
Okay. And what date were you informed of your termination?
December the 2nd.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being let go?
She says nothing I could do.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, your 4-digit PIN number is going to be 8282.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to read your closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752.
Hold on, you said 1-800?
752.
1-800-752.
7389.
7389.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that four-digit PIN number I gave you.
Okay.
Your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.